Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a rulemaking hearing, I'm losing my script here. The date is Wednesday, July 8th, 2009, and the time is 2:02 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the Office of the Secretary of State, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm convening this hearing on the subject of Secretary of State campaign and political finance rules in accordance with the rulemaking notice that was published on or in the Colorado Register on June 10th, 2009. with me at the table is Andrea Geiger of the Secretary of State's office and Hillary Rudy, also with the Elections Division of the Secretary of State's office. The office issued a notice earlier this week of rescheduling this hearing to a later date. The notice of rescheduled rulemaking was issued on July 6th, and the testimony in this rulemaking has been rescheduled to July 22nd, July 22nd from 9:30 to 12 noon. Also in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. So no public testimony will be taken today, and instead the hearing will be continued to July 22nd for the purpose of taking public testimony. The reason for rescheduling the hearing is to await the issuance of a written order from the district court in the Amendment 54 case, which is basically the consolidated cases of Dahlman et al. And Ritter and Gonzalez, and Ritchie et al. Versus Ritter and Gonzalez in the Denver District Court. I believe there was an oral ruling, but we're waiting for a written ruling, which we think could impact the proposed rulemaking. Therefore, it seemed to be more efficient to postpone public testimony until a written order was available. So with that, I'm going to recess the hearing and continue it until July 22nd at 9:30. Any comments, questions? Seeing none, then we'll conclude today's hearing. Thank you.